Thank you, and good afternoon. The district attorney's office announced today that Michael Otis Springs was sentenced to 8 years and 8 months in prison after being convicted of 2 residential burglaries and 1 commercial burglary. The most recent incident occurred in October of 2016 when the residents of a freshwater home caught Springs standing in their garage. He provided a false identity when deputies arrived on scene, and damage costs from the incident surpassed $25,000. Springs also robbed a residence in Trinidad twice in March of 2016, and he was also convicted of burglarizing the Trinidad Water Treatment Plant in October of 2015. Eureka police arrested a man following a vehicle investigation in the 600 block of 16th Street at around 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning. 41-year-old Eureka resident Gerald Girardin, who had 2 felony warrants out in his name, was found by officers asleep in the driver's seat. Following a search of the vehicle, officers located an AR-15 rifle, ammunition, and a syringe loaded with heroin. Girardin was booked into county jail on various charges, including being a felon in possession of a firearm, possession of ammo, and possession of a controlled substance while armed. On Wednesday, corrections officials and Delnor County law enforcement apprehended the second inmate who walked away from the Alder Conservation Camp earlier in the week. 27-year-old Brian Shurin was taken into custody on Wednesday afternoon after he was located on a road near the camp. This came hours after law enforcement located 47-year-old inmate Eddie Edwards. The two walked away from the camp on Tuesday night and both will be transported back to Susanville. They are no longer eligible for housing at a conservation camp. Dan Squire has news from the County Drug Task Force.
A suspected hash lab explosion in Myrtletown yesterday afternoon sent at least one person to the hospital with injuries and damaged a house in the 3700 block of Middlefield Lane at about 2:30. The County Drug Task Force was called to the scene to open an investigation into the suspected lab that damaged the garage door of the house. Humboldt Bay Fire established a perimeter around the house to protect neighboring structures. It was last year that Fire Chief Bill Gillespie announced that due to the danger of additional explosions at hash lab sites, firefighters will no longer conduct interior attacks.
Thank you, Dan. Humboldt County SWAT and the Sheriff's Office served a search warrant at a residence in the 1200 block of Felt Street in Miranda and arrested one suspect involved in last week's attempted homicide case. Deputies arrested 36-year-old Casey Felt, who was wanted in connection with the shooting of a 24-year-old girl. Felt and another suspect were shooting at the victim's vehicle in a turnout on Highway 254 near Miranda. Once the victim left the vehicle, Felt and the other suspect demanded money and drugs, neither of which the victim produced, and she was shot in the leg before the suspects fled. Felt was booked into county jail on numerous charges, and the second suspect remains at large. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A reminder for motorists traveling through Eureka that work crews will be performing water main maintenance at city facilities on Harris and K Streets. While there won't be an interruption to water services, crews will be operating from 10 o'clock tonight through 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, weather permitting. The County Department of Public Works also announced today that Eel River Drive has been closed due to a failing culvert, and Centerville Road is now open. The Measure Z Citizens Advisory Committee held their first meeting of the year this afternoon as they took a look at expected revenue, ongoing projects, and how the funding has been spent over the past 3 years. The committee is currently accepting applications for funding until February 17th, with a focus towards public safety, and that includes public works as well. North of $3 million has been spent on local road improvement projects directly related to public safety purposes. In an announcement today, a state coalition has formed among rural and urban communities, water interest groups, the conservation community, agriculture, and forestry groups in order to promote sound forest management practices. Known as the California Forest Watershed Alliance, they have outlined priorities on their website that protect the state's forested watersheds, and they also support policies that promote healthy forests that are more resilient to droughts and wildfires. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.